Hello and welcome back to Badass Bitches Tarot for the first week of April. I'm your host, Cardzi B. As many of you may already know, I'm a tarot reader and fashion industry survivor based in New York City. I began learning tarot when I was obsessed with all things mystical as a child and turned that hobby into a tarot practice and creation of my own deck, Badass Bitches Tarot by Cardzi B. Are we all super ecstatic to finally move out of Mercury retrograde? Okay, so I know a lot of astrologists and readers say not to be alarmist about Merc Retro, and it's not that bad, it's not that catastrophic, but OMG, this one was a doozy, okay? I legit had a week's worth of pretty important emails from one of my fashion clients go straight to spam. Like, this has never happened before, and I still don't know logistically how it happened other than Mercury is fucking with me. And you can't say that to people that are not aware of, like, astrology ruling the universe, basically. But regardless, it's all smoothed over now, worked it out, and thankfully we're back on track with Mercury direct. Anyway, we're approaching a new moon as well in Aries on Friday, April 5th at 4:30 Eastern Standard Time. I have to say, this is one of my favorite moons of the entire year. I'm an Aries rising and really resonate with that take charge, leap into spring energy. This got me thinking about the Emperor, the card ruled by Aries, and how I think I'm going to change up the monthly cards from now on. I'm still going to utilize our cards from the 2019 overview poll because I do a whole big New Year's ceremony and meditation, and it's really kind of a powerful ritual that I do in pulling the 2019 cards for each month. But I really, I want to do more with the astrological cards as they're assigned by the Golden Dawn. And I think this will help a lot of us who are working to dive more deeply into the astrological and seasonal resonance of the major arcana. So we're still going to be working with cosmic consciousness with the poll of the 2019 overview. But yeah, and this way you guys have to hear one less loud shuffle for the weekly poll. So let's take a look at the Emperor. In the OG Smith Rider Waite deck, the Emperor is this old dude with a big white beard sitting on a throne in a red robe looking pretty serious. His throne is decorated with ram's heads, which tie back to the Aries energy and Mars ruling Aries. The Emperor, he's kind of known for stability and structure and security. He's the one who rules the kingdom. He sets up that whole foundation for the kingdom. This card also means that you're in charge of your life now, and it's a time that you can take charge and set up your own rules and your own boundaries. There is some controversy with this card because in ye olden times, it meant father figure, masculine ruler, which has patriarchal red alert written all over it. But here's the thing, kids. Strong ruler does not necessarily equal penis, okay? I've done a lot of healing work with some of the gentlest, softest male shaman and some strong, take charge, badass female energy healers. So this card to me does not read masculine or feminine. It reads take charge, badass bitch energy. Which is why, in the Badass Bitches Tarot, this card is Beyonce, okay? Who is more of a badass, game-changing leader and rebel than Queen Bee? I recently read the book The Tarot in the Spirit of Zen by Osho, and the Emperor card was referred to as the rebel. He relabels a lot of the cards. It's still the essence and the meaning of it. He kind of gives them new iconic labels, and I really liked this. Osho wrote, "Each moment he is faced with problems because society has a fixed mode. The rebel cannot go with fixed ideals. He has to follow his own still small voice." And this makes a lot of sense because Aries is a cardinal sign, meaning Aries is an initiating sign. It's the first sign of spring. It's, you know, initiating a change in the season. It's also the first sign in the entire zodiac. So Aries and the Emperor are natural born leaders. One of my best friends is going through a challenging period at the moment, and after I did a reading for her, we were just, you know, talking about this moment that she's going through. And the thing is, she does have a great deal of love and support around her. And if you, like her, may be feeling that you're not exactly on the strongest, most stable Emperor ground right now, I'm going to tell you the same thing. Astrologically and energetically, we are in a period to be able to take charge and create the structure. And in the meantime, think of yourself as a survivor of a plane crash that is sitting on a rescue raft. If you're still standing, if you're listening to this, you have support around you. The universe has your back, I promise. Is this ideal? Fuck no. You're cold, you're wet on that raft, you cannot imagine having to stay on this raft much longer. But it's important to express gratitude for the raft as you allow the new foundation to come forward. That's important in the energy of the Emperor. So if you're on that raft, empower yourself to embody Beyoncé floating fiercely in the Survivor video, knowing that amazing things are on the way into you. So for our next card, we're going to go back to the 2019 overview poll that we got on the 1st of January of 2019. And when we pulled for April, we got our second card of the month, Two of Cups. So, okay, Two of Cups. And the Smith-Rider-Waite, this card is a man and a woman looking into each other's eyes, and it looks like they're exchanging cups. They're giving their cup to the other. And in the sky, there's this staff symbol with two snakes wrapped around it. I forget what this is called, but it's an iconic, like, old symbol that means commerce, trade, exchange. And above that staff with the two snakes on it is a winged lion's head. And the lion's head really represents, when we think of like Leo energy, passion, fire. Astrologically, this card is ruled by Venus in Cancer. So Venus is, you know, the planet of love and romance and beauty, and Cancer is known for its sensitive, intuitive, true nature. So those two really represent a mutual knowing attraction. In the Badass Bitches tarot deck, this is Eve's Dr. Darcy Sterling and her wife Stephanie Sterling. They are a couple who are strong partners both in love and in business as they share a practice that they built together. Two of Cups can represent either of these aspects. April may bring in a new strong love connection, or similarly, it could introduce a new business partner or collaboration with someone who has a strong mutual respect for you. This can also be co-creating with the universe as your partner. I'm going to a plant medicine ceremony that begins on the Aries new moon, and when I saw Two of Cups, though trust me, I welcome in amazing new love and business connections, thank you universe, I personally saw this energy instantly for myself, taking the form of opening up and partnering with the universe to see what is in my best and highest interest moving forward. Either way, no matter which arena of your life this pops up in April, Two of Cups is going to spark a collaborative energy that's likely to grow into something even larger, more expansive, and more significant through the rest of the year for you. And finally, the card of the week. You didn't think I was going to let you get away with zero shuffle, did you? All right, let's take a look. Three of Wands. I love this card. And this is crazy because Three of Wands is actually ruled, I think it's the Sun in Aries. It's Sun in Aries. And Aries, as we know, is an independent fire sign, right? We just went through all of that badass, independent, fiery Aries energy. And the Sun is really the life force of our physical world. And this is a card of strength. It's a situation where you've already proved yourself worthy to the universe of receiving what's on the way in, and you're kind of getting that validation, that little push, that sign. In the Smith-Rider-Waite deck, this shows this dude in red and green robe standing on a riverbank with his back turned. He's looking out to the sea, and there's ships going by, and that's kind of showing movement and progression in his life. He's walking away from his castle to get a clearer vantage point. And the castle is kind of what his routine is, where he's comfortable, and he's moving to see things more clearly. From this new view, he has a clear perspective and kind of now has the peace of mind that, oh yes, his ship is coming in and is going to return with his riches very soon. In the Badass Bitches tarot deck, this card is Lisa Stanton McCarthy, Canadian author and healer, and she's drawn sitting on the bank of a canal in Amsterdam. This card often invokes travel as an important part of the card is kind of that tone of ships coming in. Lisa and I took a trip to Amsterdam at the end of 2017, which really was a huge spark of inspiration to both of us and our individual work and our passions. It was on that trip that Lisa and I were scouring all of my old favorite metaphysical shops from when I lived in Amsterdam as a teenager, and Lisa finally suggested, because I was looking for the perfect deck that was like all women, all empowered, and you know, there I just couldn't find it. It was very Goldilocks, that it was either this is too ethereal, it's all like goddess Oracle cards, or this is too far off of Smith Rider Waite. There was like a nude lady tarot in the red light district, and nothing was resonating. And Lisa said, why not just create your own? And 2 months later, I began illustrating my own deck. So I always look back at that trip as my little moment of inspiration, knowing that my ship was about to come in if I just followed that whisper from the universe / Lisa. And it's an impactful card. It's a gentle energy. It's a minor arcana. It's 3, ruled by the Empress. So it's kind of about birthing and also being able to receive. But it's impactful. Also, as a side note, neither of us actually sat on the bank of any canals on that trip. It was mid-December and a crazy-ass blizzard, so I just took some artistic liberties with that pose, FYI. Anyway, this week, if you can take an actual trip or even weekend getaway, if not, do something out of your normal routine. I always say with 3 of Wands, it just break your routine. If you can walk or drive a different way to work, if you can go to a different Starbucks for your coffee, if you always go to the same gym or workout class at the exact same time, mix it up this week. When you get into a routine, there are often many people around you who are in the same routine. So pulling yourself out of this exposes you to different people's energy and also different geographic place energy. And that may just be the little spark or little sign from the universe that you need to receive that information to know kind of how your ship is going to come in. So we didn't have any coming out of the spiritual closet stories this week. It's crazy because sometimes I sort through several in Instagram DMs alone and I have to choose, and other times, nada. So I thought this was a good time to share, from my perspective, the ripple effect of when you do come out of the spiritual closet, so to speak. As a Sagittarius Aries rising, I'm pretty public and outgoing. You guys probably got that by now, with what's going on in my life, especially with the people that are close to me. And again, this is just from my perspective. Some people choose to keep these experiences for themselves only, and I totally get and respect that. I, on the other hand, love to share, thus the podcast. So when I did a plant medicine ceremony for the first time in Costa Rica, though I didn't tell my parents on the way there, obviously, I told them it was a yoga and meditation retreat. And come on, I mean, I did in fact do yoga and meditate every day, so didn't lie. But after I had 4 nights of incredible healing and inner awareness and a lot of forgiveness for myself and for the people I loved, I really felt compelled to share this experience with them. I wrote my parents an email while I was still in Costa Rica, recounting my experiences, and I even went to Pennsylvania to see them the very next weekend so I could share this in person. Even though the idea of drinking a tea made of vine that tastes a little bit like feces that may or may not induce vomiting and diarrhea seemed like the last thing on earth either of them would ever want to do for spiritual enlightenment, they were both genuinely happy to experience the increased lightness, love, and heightened intuition that this brought into my life. In the time since then, I have continued my own inner healing work through meditation and breath work and various impactful books, documentaries, podcasts. My mom's a big fan of a lot of this work that I've introduced to her, especially Louise Hay and Marianne Williamson. So whenever I read or watch something that I think my mom might enjoy, I share it with her. And I'm so grateful for how open she is to this and to her own expansion and healing. And I've seen such an energetic shift in her over the past 2 years. My very prominent coming out of the spiritual closet has inspired my mom in a lot of ways. She even sages my dad when he's in a bad mood, which is hilarious and probably annoys the shit out of him, but I love it. But here's the more interesting effect. My dad, who has zero interest in anything metaphysical or woo-woo, even though he loves me and my mom, he would rather be watching CNN or going fishing than read a Louise Hay book. But this New Year's, he said to my mom, I want to be a better person this year. And I know without a doubt, this is from the change he's seen in all of the growth and work my mom has done, and maybe a little in me. And my mom isn't on a megaphone or podcast like me, recommending the book she reads or the podcast she listens to. So in her just wanting to live her best life and learn to be more loving and more connected, my dad was inspired to vibe a little higher himself. The point is, whether you want to share your process openly or just do the work for you, it shows. When you're happy, aligned, loving, forgiving, your vibration inspires the other people around you. It's like when you see one of your besties with glowing skin and tons of energy, and you want to know what new workout or diet she's been doing so you can hop on that as well. Even if you're not sharing your coming out of the spiritual closet stories, The most important thing is that you keep doing the healing work to be the best version of you. I promise, the people around you are noticing. So that's it for our April monthly overview. Before we head out, I wanted to give you the quick recap. For April, we have the Queen Bee Aries energy reminding you that you're in charge of your life, and now's the time to take charge and set up your own rules and boundaries as we start this astrological new year. Channel that Queen Bee Rebel energy. We also have Two of Cups, so look out for a strong partnership coming in this month, and this can be in love, business, or just aligning with the universe to co-create your best life. And the card of the week, Three of Wands. Take that chance to pull yourself out of your routine this week to see what inspirations might come up. If you really just like kind of, yeah, take a new route, take a new routine, and you'll probably get a little whisper from the universe to see where your ship's going to come in. Don't forget to check out my Instagram live segment tonight and almost every Sunday. I say every Sunday, but I'm going to be in another plant medicine ceremony next Sunday. But I am here tonight and again Sunday, April 14th and Sundays after that. So tune in for an overview of the upcoming week and a chance to ask your own questions for a free live mini reading. You can send in your questions through badassbitchestarot.com or Instagram message them in advance to ensure that I get a chance to get your mini reading. If you email or DM them, I will prioritize those because I know not everyone can make it on time. I also have that fab new, some of you guys have already ordered, I have a fab new apparel collab with represent.com. You can link directly through the notes in this episode and also through at CardZB, and my website's getting updated, but represent.com, Badass Bitches Tarot. There's some amazing designs, some Stay Magical AF and Wanna See My Deck tees, hoodies, and tanks that are super fun. I also have some new events. May 18th, the full flower moon in Scorpio. I'll be at Mystic Journey in Venice Beach for a Q&A and a deck signing. And there's still space, a little bit available. I think there's not many tickets for the Rise Gathering Spring Retreat, where I'm a featured reader May 31st to June 2nd. You can get $100 off with code CARDZ2019 at risegatherings.com. Follow at CardZB on Instagram and badassbitchestarot.com. As always, I add events as they come up and new things pop up throughout the week all the time. So thank you again so much for listening. And as always, stay magical AF.